Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Names carry weight. They mark our identity, our history, but for one man, they marked his victims. Joseph Nasso, a photographer, a loner, a man of quiet menace, used names like checkboxes. He kept a journal. He created a list, and one by one, women died. They called him the Alphabet Killer, because his victims all shared a chilling trait, matching first and last initials. But behind the eerie patterns was a far more terrifying truth. A man who killed for control, for dominance, and for pleasure. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, A Man with a Lens, the early life of Joseph Nasso. Joseph Nasso was born in 1934 in Rochester, New York. A product of post-Depression-era America, he was quiet, reserved, and almost invisible. He joined the U.S. Air Force in his early 20s, stationed briefly overseas. When he returned, he settled into the mundane. Odd jobs, a camera, a hobby of photography. He lived much of his life on the fringes. Never married again after his divorce. He drifted, mostly in California and Nevada. To those who knew him, Nasso was eccentric. He hoarded food, he talked to himself. But he didn't seem dangerous, not on the surface. But the monster wasn't in what he said, it was in what he documented. Double initials, single fate, the murders. From 1977 to 1994, women began turning up strangled, discarded, and dehumanized, their bodies dumped in rural areas across Northern California. The victims all had names like Roxine Rogash, Pamela Parsons, Tracy Tafoya, Carmen Colon. Some bore signs of sexual assault. Most had been strangled or asphyxiated. And all had matching first and last initials. The media dubbed him the Alphabet Killer, a reference to an unsolved string of murders in Rochester, New York, in the 1970s. Though not officially connected, the similarities were disturbing.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean. The AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
But unlike most serial killers, Nasso had no calling card. No flashy media taunts. He simply killed, then returned to life as usual. He paid his bills, attended parole meetings, smiled at the grocery store clerk, and at home. He wrote, The Diary of Death, The Key Evidence. In 2010, Nasso was arrested for a parole violation in Reno, Nevada. While searching his home, investigators found something chilling. A handwritten journal. Inside was what would later be called the girl list. 10 names. All women. Many with matching initials. Many later confirmed dead. Beside the names were locations, descriptions, and coded language. Enough to paint a picture, but just vague enough to maintain deniability. He referred to his victims as girls I dated or my hobbies. Also recovered? Dozens of photographs of unconscious or deceased women, pantyhose, plastic bags, and bindings, and evidence that he had stalked his victims over months. Naso had cataloged their deaths like memories, souvenirs of suffering. Who he chose, the victimology. His victims shared more than just initials. They were vulnerable, often sex workers or struggling with addiction, isolated with minimal family support. Naso didn't chase notoriety. He sought victims he believed no one would miss. Women who could disappear from the edges of society like shadows at dusk. He was careful. He waited. He followed routines, and he always came prepared. But his greatest mistake was writing it all down. The trial of a shadow. What he said in court. In 2013, Joseph Naso, then 79 years old, stood trial for 4 murders. Roxine Rogasic, Carmen Colon, Pamela Parsons, Tracy Tafoya. Despite overwhelming evidence, including DNA, photos, and the journal, Naso chose to represent himself in court. He spoke calmly, without remorse. He objected, joked, and rambled, at times sounding more like a confused retiree than a serial predator. But the jury wasn't fooled. In August 2013, Naso was convicted on all counts. The following month, he was sentenced to death. Today, he resides on California's death row. He still denies the murders. But his handwriting tells a different story. Legacy of cold control. The killer as archivist. What made Joseph Naso uniquely terrifying wasn't just his crimes. It was the way he preserved them, like archived files, like exhibits. He didn't kill in a frenzy. He killed with calm intent, and he organized it, like a photo collection, like a diary. He tried to be his own historian. But even monsters leave evidence. And sometimes their need to remember is what finally makes them unforgettable. He didn't chase headlines. He didn't leave messages. But he left women in ditches. He left stories in notebooks. And he left a trail through ink and death. Joseph Naso killed not to be known, but to keep, to catalog, to control. And when we opened his journal, we saw the truth. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters. Because sometimes the scariest killers write everything down.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.